first warm day of spring, last year's sneakers. But they felt upon his feet so light and cool. Playing in the shade beneath the bleachers. Waiting, praying for the end of school. He remembers how the fields would smell at twilight, and the clover hay was sweet and freshly mown. Breathing in the perfume and the mystery, all those years ago, before the boy was grown. The summer sky was high and bright above him. In the evenings it would turn a cobalt blue. The stars hung in a net above the forest, and the palest summer moon came into view. His little world was new and freshly minted, colors bright of gold and blue and green. He listened as the evening breezes hinted of a world beyond that he had never seen. He was standing on the threshold of a mystery, waiting for his whole life to begin. The world was out there with its motor running. He had but to find the door and climb on in, climb on in. And so the young man that he grew to be was restless. The road was calling out there in the night, shining in the darkness, leading somewhere, somewhere, anywhere, would be all right. But as the years wore on, the man became uneasy, and the road that once had beckoned at his door was just another road he'd seen sometime. Towns were all just towns he'd seen before. And so the wonder and the mystery dimmed and tarnished. His days were filled with whiskey, smoke, and din. No memory now of silence or of sweetness, no way to retrieve it from within. How his world had seemed to shrink and darken, with choices poorly made and chances lost. And so the face that stared back at him from the mirror was a pale and haunted portrait of the cost of no longer even looking for the mystery. Waiting out his days, it seemed to him, trying to fill the empty ticking hours. No sign or memory of the boy who'd been standing on the threshold of a mystery, trembling in his eagerness to live. Someone was out there waiting for him somewhere, to accept the love he wanted so to give. So to give. He remembers now the evening that he met her, how the sunlight played upon her hair, and the tricks it played around her like a halo. No one in the room seemed to be there. disappeared and the music faded. How his breath grew short and how his heart was stirred. Stirred again with hope, longing. His courage failed. He could not find the words. But as he talked with her, he felt his heart reopen. Her eyes green as the fields were in his youth. Her hair smelled sweet and warm, like fresh-cut clover. In her eyes he recognized the truth, that he was standing on the threshold of a mystery. Trembling in his eagerness to live, praying she could somehow see and know him and accept the love he wanted so to give. So to give. That night, beneath the light, beneath her stairway, they clung in that first brief and awkward kiss. He reached out in hope, love, and heated longing. What he'd waited for his whole life had been this: to be standing in the wonder, the mystery, and that hopeful boy he lost so long ago had returned, and should he live 100 lifetimes, this would be the only love he'd ever know.